There's nothing like arguing with your siblings. In many ways, it's conflict resolution in its purest form. Gone are the faux niceties that come with arguing with friends, coworkers, or strangers. When you fight with your siblings, the gloves come off a lot easier. But even though the fights can be more intense than your casual argument, there's always less at stake. Because 9 times out of 10, the inherent love you have with one another allows for any resolution to be reached. Tonight's story features a young woman and her brother on the streets of San Diego, debating the merits of a particular piece of art. After I heard this story the first time, I called my brother to tell him about it. Maybe you'll do the same. Let's get to it. Turn off the television set, flick off the lights, grab a friend or someone who won't mind being kidnapped for a bit, and curl up on your favorite carpet with the radio turned on as Distilled Theater Company presents The Kiss, a DTC radio story by Janet Lawler.
Wow, the kissing statue. They say it's made of bronze and towers over 25 feet. Amazing.
It looks like a souvenir on steroids.
Take a picture of it. My phone's dying.
You couldn't pay me.
What?
I'm not taking a picture of that monstrosity.
Come on.
Dude, no way. I don't want that in my photo library.
We can't leave San Diego without taking a picture of the kissing statue. Just take it so we can go get lunch. I'm starving. Oh, wait. It says here that the kissing statue is actually called Unconditional Surrender.
Yeah, no shit.
What does that mean?
Unconditional Surrender. It's the perfect title.
What am I missing here?
I'll wait for you to catch up. I'm used to it. Been doing it since we were kids.
Forget it. Let's get food. You're getting cranky.
This statue you're so fond of is misogynistic, if you ask me.
Guess what? I didn't ask you.
I have a right to express my opinion, bro. It's still a free country. Barely.
Express your opinion, but it's wrong.
Really?
You can't just slam something like this, labeling it misogynistic. It's a replica of an American iconic image.
An American iconic image of misogyny and male privilege.
What? Are you serious?
What do you think?
Mom and Dad are waiting at the car. Just take this stupid photo. I want to chow down on some fish tacos.
I don't eat seafood.
Here we go with your never-ending list of food restrictions.
That statue glorifies male dominance. I refuse to take a photo of it just so you can blast it out to your InstaBuzz.
What's your problem?
Right this minute?
Yes.
That ugly-ass statue!
It's
a piece of something, all right.
A work of art.
That's not exactly what I had in mind, but okay.
Maybe it's not art to you, but art, like beauty, is in the eye of the beholder.
Wow, little bro, did you just make that shit up, like, right here on the spot?
Take the picture, Kara. I mean it. My stomach is growling.
Art, like beauty, is in the eye of the beholder. Want to know what this beholder sees?
No.
When I look up at that kissing statue, all I see is the surrender of a woman against her will.
Oh, here we go.
What do you see, frat boy?
Not what you see.
Of course not. You're male. Look closer at it. It's forced intimacy. A man's pleasure overpowering a woman's consent.
Are we looking at the same thing? Because, seriously, all I see is a sailor making out with some chick in Times Square.
Look closer at their body language.
I'd prefer to look at a fish doctor.
Don't change the subject, Trevor.
I see a sailor kissing a woman. A tender, patriotic moment now captured in tacky bronze.
Wow, dude. You'll embrace anything if it comes wrapped in red, white, and blue.
Don't wow me, okay? Give me your iPhone. I'll take the dumb picture.
No!
Kara!
Trevor!
Give me your phone!
That statue is a perfect example of today's rape culture.
Rape culture? You did not just use the R word. That's harsh, don't you think?
Look at the woman. She's completely powerless. Look at how he's gripping her waist. Look at her hands. Her fist is clenched.
It was a celebratory moment in history. Japan just surrendered and World War II was coming to an end.
Yes, thank you, History Channel. I know the backstory. I'm not talking about the war here. Look at the statue. Look at the couple. Look at that kiss.
I am. What offends you?
What offends me? He practically has her in a headlock.
He's gently supporting her neck with his arm.
Her head is thrown back. She looks about to tip over. Her leg is up and completely off balance.
That's called swooning?
Swooning? Okay, wow. Double wow.
That's what they called it back then. When a woman's leg went up like that, swooning. Don't you watch old movies on TCM?
Maybe it was called swooning then. Today, it's called being accosted on the street.
You know what your problem is? You live for drama. Always on the hunt for controversy. Something to pick at, something to boycott.
That's so not true, dude.
You can't even get along with your food. Everything irritates you.
I happen to have irritable bowels and intolerance to dairy, not to mention seeds and nuts.
You're intolerant to existence, and you're irritating my bowels right now. I need tacos.
I get along just fine with food. Sorry if my dietary standards are a little higher than yours, Mr. Eat a Slice of Cold Pizza Out of the Trash.
It was still in the box.
Whatever.
I'm done fighting with you.
Who's fighting? I'm passionate about things. Things bother me that don't seem to bother you.
No kidding. Your Facebook page is like online road rage. Nothing but angry videos and posts about every injustice known to man.
I use my social media footprint to inform friends and family.
Nobody wants to hear your rants about politics, Black Lives Matter, gay rights, climate control.
Oh, really? How about your Facebook page? It's nothing but an endless update about sports heroes, celebrities, and college pranks gone wrong. Dead space.
Don't you get tired of it? Taking on battle after battle?
Somebody here has to raise their voice to make up for those who remain silent, who remain ignorant.
Oh, okay. Take the damn photo, Kara, so we can get the hell out of here. I'm about to pass out from hunger.
Dude, you live your whole life on the sidelines. What have you ever taken a stand on? Marched for? Volunteered for, huh? Just let the other guy worry about it all, and then complain when the country falls to shit. Damn right I fight and rant because there are injustices and oppression going on in this world. Open your eyes.
I am. Is that a sausage truck over there? Come on, let's go grab a hot dog.
You would eat pork off a truck. No thank you, I value my intestines. Back to this statue. That's not swooning. Maybe for him. For her, she's saying, somebody get this jerk off me. This work of art, as you call it, is nothing but a rip-off of the photo taken by Alfred Eisenstadt in 1945.
Now who's giving history lessons?
It's not even based on an original work, Trevor. That's copyright infringement.
My pamphlet says, says that the statue may be based on another photograph taken by Victor Jorgensen, a Navy photographer in Times Square, on the same day. A photo in the public domain. See, no controversy.
I studied Eisenstadt in my iconic imagery in the 20th century class, and my
professor... women's studies?
Gender studies. You don't know the story behind the famous Times Square photo, do you?
No, and what's wrong with eating food off a truck? God, that smells good. Do you smell it?
That sailor didn't even know that nurse when he kissed her. He just grabbed her on the street in broad daylight, in the middle of Times Square, and planted one on her. And that's no friendly little peck on the cheek.
She was a nurse? I thought she was a dental assistant.
What does it matter? Eisenstadt never got their names, probably because they were too embarrassed to go public.
Embarrassed by a kiss?
When that sailor kissed that woman, his fiance was standing nearby, and he was drunk, according to witnesses. Is all that in your pamphlet?
Did he marry his fiance?
Yes.
Cool, happy ending. Forget the food vendor, let's go get pizza.
I'm allergic to gluten and tomatoes. Gives me acid reflux.
Pizza?
Your statue.
It's just a kiss, nothing more.
It's a public assault.
You know what? Maybe she didn't know the guy, maybe he was drunk off his ass, but hey, she got famous off that kiss.
And that's all that matters to you, getting famous?
Yes, I'd let him kiss me if it got me famous.
Really? Come here.
What are you doing?
Grabbing you, totally against your will, bending you backwards, staring deep into your eyes. How do you like it?
I don't like it.
Why, because you feel vulnerable and violated here in my arms?
No, because you're my sister and it looks like you
might
kiss
me. And that would embarrass you if someone came along right now and snapped a photo of us together in each other's arms and plastered it on the cover of Life magazine for the entire world to see?
Damn, Skippy.
What if I drop you?
Beats having to kiss you.
Get up. No means no, little brother. You should know that by now.
How do you know she said no?
That's my point. How could she? He didn't ask permission to kiss her. End of war or not, that nurse had a right to decline his intimacy. That very public display of affection.
Okay, I gotta sit down. My blood sugar is plummeting. Do you have a mint or a piece of gum on you?
Sit down for a moment. A cat call, a pinch or a pat on the ass is an invasion of a woman's privacy unless she consents, Trevor. Do you get that?
Yes. I get it.
Do you?
Yes, I get it. I got it. I do. Okay? I do.
Then, what's the lesson out of this little outing today?
The lesson is I need to start charging my own damn phone so I can take my own damn pictures. Why did you come here to see this statue if this upsets you so much?
To see what all the fuss is about. The 25-foot famous kissing statue. People come from all over the country, the world, just to see this statue. American kitsch.
I hear what you're saying, but I'm sorry. I disagree. I think this statue represents an innocent time, a joyous moment in American history. A moment between a sailor and a civilian. It's a spontaneous act of unspoken passion between two strangers in New York City at the end of the war. That's it, sis. A kiss. Nothing more.
It blows my mind that you and I came out of the same womb.
probably think Rosie the Riveter was misogynistic.
Just the opposite.
Rosie gets a pass? Why, because she's a woman?
No, because Rosie the Riveter is poster art that represents women discovering their economic power and their pre- and post-war exploitation in the workforce mid-20th century.
Okay, this field trip is over. I'm done here. Bye.
Where are you going?
To grab a hot dog off that cart over there and see the USS Midway Museum.
Whoa, you're seriously going aboard a military aircraft carrier?
I will never go on vacation with you ever again.
Trevor...
You're exhausting, especially on an empty stomach.
Open your eyes. I'm not cynical, I'm awake.
You're not cynical? Is that what you just said? You protested when we went to SeaWorld. You protested gender identity at Legoland. At Legoland. Who does that?
So maybe I do go a little overboard sometimes. You know what? Fine. Here, take it. Take it.
Take what?
My phone. Take your corny-ass picture. See, I'm all about compromise. Take a picture of the kissing statue, text it to yourself, and then erase it off my phone. You hear me? Delete it. Trash it.
Thank you. That's all I wanted to do from the beginning, before I keeled over from malnutrition.
I'll meet you at the car. And just for the record, little brother, I hate fish tacos.
Why doesn't that surprise me? Wait, hold on. Kara! Let's take a picture together. Come back. I'll let you kiss me. Oh, excuse me? Sir? Would you mind taking a picture of me in front of this kissing statue?
Be glad to, son. All by yourself? Nobody to kiss in front of that big statue?
Oh. No, just me.
Part of the fun is mimicking the famous pose. Go grab yourself a gal. I'm sure one wouldn't object to being kissed by such a handsome young man like yourself.
Oh. No. That's okay.
You sure? I can wait. Don't be shy.
That's okay. You know what? Never mind. I don't need the picture, sir.
Oh? Suit yourself.
Thanks anyway, sir. Oh, and thanks for your service. Unconditional surrender. And this is why God created the selfie.
The Kiss was recorded in its entirety on August 27, 2016 in San Diego, California, featuring Jonah Girk and Krista Gonzalez. It was written by Janet Lawler and directed by Leisha Brown. Sound engineering and sound design by Leisha Brown. Sound editing by Liz Regan. Play development by Tyler Grimes. The Kiss was a DTC Radio production. My name is Pip Gangenbach, and thank you for joining me on this adventure. You can like Distilled Theater Company on Facebook, and for behind-the-scenes photos, follow us on Instagram at Distilled Theater. Until next time, good night, Laura Dern, wherever you are.